Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of January 26, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news
is back here to talk about another exciting week of stories here, last week of January here in 2021. Let's bring in a man who is influencing like a mofo, has experienced some snow this week. Here is Tyson Apostle.
What's up, dudes? Here I am. And yes, it snowed in Arizona in the valley, not high up. We can still see the snow on the hills above us, but it's snowed down in the valley. Supposedly, it hasn't done that for decades. It didn't stick very long, but it definitely was a sight to behold. And I also am still influencing. I signed a new contract that we will talk about soon. You can't talk about it right now. Secret. And another big story on the way. But for now, I'm
new
just
baby?
Pickleballing. No, not a new baby. Are you kidding me? I'm 41.
Yeah, I think you still have it in you.
I mean, have we been running any of those like Hims ads or anything like that? Because
I have a buddy.
I have a buddy. Who,
no, we don't have those.
Okay. I hear them on a lot of places.
A lot of podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah. They have that and Manscaped. We haven't done any Manscaped stuff either.
No, we did Manscaped.
Oh my gosh. I get nonstop manscaping ads in every webpage I open. What do they think I am? Like,
you're not even that hairy. Yeah.
No, it's like, come on. First of all these online ads are really insulting to me. I don't need to be told I'm aging by ads. Like, it's like a gentle reminder, like, hey, ED, baldness, manscaping.
Yeah.
Dad pants. I mean, it's just never
anyone's shoes. Yeah, it's all there.
By the way, Tyson, I saw some real. I'm not saying you're not a real paddle. What is it called? Paddleboard?
Paddle
pickleballer.
Pickleballer. Why did I call it paddleboard? Pickleball. I saw some real pickleballers. I think
I am a real pickleball.
No, I saw some like professionals at a tournament.
Where?
I don't know. They just show up in my feed now, probably because of you.
Nice. Yeah.
And. They were really good.
I'm pretty good. I could hit the ball back and forth with them.
You've got a giant wingspan and huge pectoral muscles. So I'm sure all those things come into play. Yeah. But these people were really good. I'm not saying you couldn't beat them, but
I couldn't beat them. I will tell you, I couldn't beat them, but I could hit the ball back and forth.
Also, very, very confused by the rules of pickleball. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, so, you want me to go over the rules more in my social
media? Could you write up pickleball for dogs and then have a human translation that I could also listen to?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Why don't you make a video like pickleball for like, here's how to play pickleball in 1 minute.
Pickleball for Danny's.
I buy it.
Tyson, that pickleball's name is holding them back from popularity. Or is it part of the appeal?
Probably depends on who you are, because it does sound like not that serious of a sport when you hear pickleball. And so I would say could be, but it is also appealing because you're like, oh, that's kind of like a silly sport. Let's do it. So probably a little bit of both.
What number or percentage of people who hear the word pickleball, and I know there has to be some percentage, imagine that you're striking a ball with a pickle.
You would hit a 1%? Pickle with a racket.
Yeah, or hit a pickle with a racket. Or the pickle. There is a pickle somehow involved.
Yeah, there's definitely one girl on Token Chains who would think that. probably a couple. So, yeah, I could go through all my Survivor seasons and tell you how many
on each season.
On each season would think that a pickle is involved in the game of pickleball.
So, can I tell you something that's going to really blow your mind? That I have a friend who every time, if he just hears the word pickle, his mouth starts watering.
Pavlov's dog.
Yeah, it's a Pavlovian response to pickle. And he just says he doesn't even really like pickles.
So do you always just be like pickle, pickle, pickle till he's like drooling and can't like.
I don't because it's too gross. But who is this? Akiva that I do Robin Akiva Need a Podcast with.
So why aren't the fans showering him with the word pickle throughout the podcast?
I don't know. Well, we don't really let the fans talk during the podcast.
But even reading the text, you would think that that
I don't know if it's a visual thing. Maybe he might just need to hear it. That's wild. Okay.
Yeah, that is wild.
Let's get to the news. Okay.
Yeah, we should. I mean, what you said was kind of already news too about this Akiva fellow, who's mouthwatering when the word pickle is muttered.
Yeah. Anytime he hears it. So yeah, there you go. All right. Let's talk about something that Microsoft is working on. You know, everybody was like, what's Bill Gates up to? But they took their eye off the ball with what Microsoft was really working on. They've got a patent to turn deceased people into AI chatbots. Now, that a lot of people remember, there's a Black Mirror episode that's a lot like this, where you had a woman and her fiance, he died. And then there was a thing that took all of his social media and turned it into a chatbot that she was able to still communicate with from beyond the grave. And now Microsoft has filed a patent to work on that, to go through images, voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, and personal information of a deceased person to create a lifelike facsimile that you could message with.
We talked about this years ago. I think we were ahead of the curve. It's inevitable, by the way, I think, especially as people just continue to pump out content, every aspect of their life.
Yes.
It'd be revealing, though, if they uploaded the wrong part of you, the one that cheated on the woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, but would they have that? I guess if they in private messages and stuff, probably.
Depends on which app.
I was thinking more of like, Danny died. And then his kids are like, I want to connect with them. And they're like, okay, here you go. And it's just like, shredding the gnar, skiing, more skiing. And you're like, that's my dad. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, did they ever talk about me? And he's like, hardly. But he did go skiing a lot. He did skiing a lot.
Hey, I take my kids skiing. Yeah, so there'd be a moment to connect there.
No, because you don't film it and put it all over social media.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So then what's happening is, even though Danny loves his kids, he didn't advertise that he loved his kids publicly on a social media forum.
I do film it. I just don't post it.
There you go. So what's going to happen is his kids will be like, I remember him loving us, but it seems like his true love was skiing.
Yeah, it's a faint memory. What I mentioned earlier was more like, okay, this guy, let's send out all of these bots to go cover all his chats and bring in all this data, right? Yeah, to create him. Yes. And then like go to his Ashley Madison account and his Snapchat account. And they're like, they pull out someone completely different. And then you get the chatbot delivered to you like, hey, here's Danny's chatbot.
But you get, like, honest, you get the honest. You get the honest chatbot.
Yeah.
Is that what you want? The truth?
So that's what I'm really saying. Thinking about this. So, like, you know, if something happens to me and then my kids like get this and it's like, Dad, I miss you. And then my chatbot responds, Survivor Thailand is in fact the worst Survivor season.
Yeah.
Dad, we don't care about that.
Yeah. Or for like Tyson, all I did was scrape this. It'd be so much. The word dong would show up so much. It's just, his kids couldn't even use it. Rachel would have to turn it off.
A lot about dongs?
No, on the show. It's just like
on this show. But now Danny said it. So now he's also going to have the word dong in his postmortem AI.
Right.
Gosh, right. It's just kind of scary. I'd like to have a little control before I died. Like, hey, let's make this right now so I can approve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is this only going to be like private facing, or are they able to take like, you know, that everybody always is wrecked when any celebrity dies? Are they able to maybe like get these celebrities like to continue tweeting and keeping up a public persona?
Yeah, I definitely am still going to charge for cameos in perpetuity after my death so that my family has something to live off of. You know, that's Bergen and Marlo's inheritance is my AI cameos that So, yeah, I mean, it's good probably for my family in some respect.
Secretly die.
Yeah.
And so you can just slip seamlessly into it.
And then Danny, too, like you imagine mediocre amateur just taking small clips from the B-roll of all his stuff and then compiling completely new footage that looks dope. Mm-hmm. And
I like it.
It's really going to be incredible. Or even better, CGI new footage of you like flying down in a squirrel suit with skis on.
Oh my gosh,
landing. Yes. Yeah. It's super rad.
Mm.
So,
but this is wild. Like imagine that does the person need to be dead? Like what if like your wife leaves you and you just can't get over it? And then, so you just like, then have like a texting relationship then with this person that's still alive.
That's a good point. I could see it being abused, just like some of Microsoft's earlier chat bots were.
But I also feel like I know some of my friends well enough that if, heaven forbid, something happened to them, I could then, for a premium, act as them through text messages to their loved ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then so it'll come down to like
Danny's oldest would be like, hey, Dad, I love you and I miss you. And I'd be like, I miss you too. I'm going skiing. I'll see you in like 5 days, maybe. And then that's like,
summer? Okay. What am I doing in the summer?
In the summer, I'm going jogging and then looking at the property. I'll see you eventually. And then that's like a little closure for him. Makes him feel, okay.
I'd like to go back to what Rob said, because I find that more interesting. First of all, what do you own in terms of your communication? Like every bit of communication that another person receives, that do they own that? And could they take all of your responses to all their questions over years and years and create a creepy chatbot? One, I think if you accumulated all of these responses, you might find out the person you were talking with was a jerk. You know what I mean? Like you couldn't tell when it was here and there, or your wife was something, or your husband was a dick. It like never came through when it was like a little bit here and there. But when you compile it all and you create the Danny chatbot, you're like, this guy's a real a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like everything subtle is now brought to the front.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like he had no feeling. He was just pretending to have feeling because he knew that's what humans did.
He was a robot before he became a robot. Yeah.
How about this for a feature? Okay, so now we're talking about some of the dangers. Okay, but now Tyson, imagine this.
Yeah.
So you got these like people texting you. What if you had a setting on your phone that this person's texting you, just hit the little slider and then chatbot responds. Now you are off the hook for correspondence with this person. They're talking to the AI version of you now forever.
That would be awesome. Google pretty much already does that with my phone. They have predictive text responses where if you get a generic response from me through text, like if you're like, hey, should we do this? And it's just like a thumbs up and an okay. Mm-hmm. That's automatic. Mm-hmm. I just push the button but I picked that. Mm-hmm. So if it took it one step further and it was like, we know from all the things you've picked, what you'll probably pick in response to these things. And it would be, super generic, but it might give people some amount of satisfaction.
Yeah. It says that you can also then correspond to oneself to train the robot. So you could sort of give it lessons on how you would respond to things
before you die.
Dude, how crazy would that be? I am Danny. No, I'm Danny.
Yeah.
I am Danny.
Oh, I would hate texting with myself.
I am Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine having a conversation with yourself? It just wouldn't be any fun at all. I mean, I already do talk to myself quite a bit, so I guess I'm well on my way to honing the skills of a chatbot.
I think it would be fun because I would mess with it enough that it would not know which way was up or down. And when by the time it got to anybody past me, they would be like, what is wrong with this
robot?
What
I'm saying, Tyson, is spoiler alert, you turn out to think you're the chatbot. That's what I'm saying.
And it takes my life.
It takes your life.
The whole family is like, you're the chatbot.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, I talk normal. That guy, and they're like, no, Tyson has always talked like this.
And then when they come up with the way to make like a super awesome, realistic sex bot, all of a sudden the Tyson sex bot shows up at the door, and you're replaced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're done. Soylent Green, that's where you're headed.
And you think they just improve everything to the millimeter so that Rachel was just slightly more attracted to this bot, but didn't know why. And it's just because abs were a millimeter better.
Symmetrical face. Yeah, abs are better.
But not by so much that it's noticeable that she can discern the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a great strategy they hadn't thought of until you mentioned it. And now they're like, we must do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way to go.
Hormones on point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going to smell better, more musky than he's ever smelled before. Yeah.
Because I'm probably not eating as much bacon.
All right. So let's go from chatbots to actual robots. Because that, Danny, do you ever remember talking about Sophia the robot, a humanoid robot?
Danny can't get her out of his head.
Dude, I'd lay awake at night tossing and turning. Remember,
I listen to that episode every night. Mm-hmm.
I saw this article. I had put this just in case we didn't catch it on my... the bolt hole.
Yeah.
Because she's such an important part of my life. Yes. But anyway, go on, Rob.
So Sophia is a humanoid robot that is going to be going into mass production to start rolling out by the end of this year to take advantage of all sorts of new opportunities, that many of which are opened up because of the pandemic. The robot has a lot of uses in the care of the elderly and medical uses, but this is a humanoid robot that is going to be making a big push, a big launch in 2021. Fleet of robots on the way, Danny.
The robot news is always overblown. And whenever I see this, I think, you know what? The early adapters to robots and sex dolls like Kazaki and wrestlers, these people should also get real human contact that comes with the doll, like someone who will call them and do like a check. Because mm-hmm. early on, when these dolls are so creepy, you have to be desperate to be willing to accept one of these terrifying dolls into your house and use it for human contact. Like in the future, we'll all do it. Tyson will do it. I'll do it. We'll all have our own awesome robot that probably looks just like us. And it's super cool to have it around. But all these early adopters, I feel like if this is what you will substitute for human contact, it really says something about your needs. And I feel like it should come with a real human contact. Like, hey, buy one of our dolls and get someone who will call you occasionally to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah.
Because these things are terrifying. Like, who could look at this robot and think, yes, this will do. I don't need to talk to a person ever again.
Or like it comes with like Zoom meetings where everybody gets to talk about the robot. So there's like 20 men all in this chat that are just like, yeah, my robot does this, my robot does that. It's
yeah, I don't think
are we gonna watch a video?
Yeah, let's just show you.
But that's what it says, Rob. It says that it's for therapy combating loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it's like, that's what I found irritating with this article was like, you're combating loneliness with this terrifying, poor excuse for an actual cool futuristic robot. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you this. Danny, would you rather have this robot or a cat?
Oh my gosh, that is a tough question.
There you go.
Oh, the robot's going to smell so much better.
Yeah. Is Sophia on wheels? Is it walking or is it on wheels?
I've never seen her body, the lower half of her body.
Yeah.
It's see, like, that's why you're going to buy one. Danny's going to buy one so he can see the lower half of her body.
Yeah.
That unboxing video, by the way, is going to go through the roof on YouTube.
Yeah. So it does have like a realistic face, but then it also has like a bald head, but not even like a regular, like it would be less unsettling if it was just a bald head. It's like a, you know, the skin stops and then it's like all like transparent plastic, like beyond the forehead. Like they can't put like a scarf on her or something.
They could, but the thing is that it still has to look like a robot because there's probably some liability issues.
Uncanny Valley.
And also, yeah, you've got
to. What are the liability issues? Freak people out too much.
I mean, what is this? You get like an old person doing something with this robot and then thinking it's a real person, because I could see any number of elderly people in my life automatically being convinced this is a real person in first contact, no matter how wonky it looks.
You know, I just came up with a new Turing test. Yeah. You know, the Turing test is that you have to convince a human that the robot is smarter than a 5-year-old or something like mm-hmm. that. I think the new Turing test should be that your robot should be so sophisticated that you could take it in the carpool lane, just you and it, and have it convince a cop that it's human.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I looked at this and I thought about the
robot in the carpool lane.
Yeah, robot in the carpool lane. But I thought about the curb and I wondered if you could get away with this thing in your car. Is it realistic enough to pass as a human?
I think it depends on how old the officer is. I mean, if you get like a guy that's like a day from retirement, pulls you over, is like, ladies, and you're like, I'm actually a dude. And he's like, carry on.
Well, you have like, well, it sounded like you had like three or four of these in your car, which would just be, that's too much.
No, but I mean, I've been pulled over before, and because of my long hair and shaved face, the officer did say ladies to me.
And what a compliment. Very delicate, beautiful features.
Soft skin, all of it.
Now, I want to go back to something Tyson said, because I thought it was great. I think every single one of these should auto-enroll you. Like, if you order one, you auto-enroll into, like, a Zoom support group.
Yes.
Where all the robot people can chat and talk about their robots, but secretly, they're building super friendship bonds over robots.
Yeah.
You know?
And then also, the company that built the robots that is hosting the chat groups is gaining more information on you to then
wire
to your robot, so that then your robot becomes more compatible with you. Like, if we get in there and Danny's like, you know, I love everything about my robot except for she has a real hard time understanding sarcasm. And then the makers are like, oh, okay, let's build that in there a little bit. We'll tweak it. And then all of a sudden Danny's just like, it's perfect. Life is perfect now.
Hey guys, I got the upgrade, got the Starco chip 2000. And now me and my robot are laughing at all my driest humor.
So great.
Now, so what happened in that Black Mirror episode is then they like put the chatbot functionality onto then artificial intelligence. I mean, is naturally, that the next step with Sophia?
Yeah, it's a long ways away, though. Sophia's looking like this with no legs.
But we just got the new robot.
I think it is. It is the next step is the Sophia chatbot. Oh, the cool thing is you can be in any body. So you could be like, hey, I want to be, when we've discussed this as well, is like, I'd want to be a centaur robot with my chatbot installed, wandering around my house, scaring the crap out of everyone.
But can you back downstairs if you're a centaur? Yeah. That's going to be.
Centaur would have problems with like rounding corners.
No, I don't think so. But look, it could be a centaur centipede. Centipetard.
Centipetard.
Well, a centipede. Oh, so you're just like, but not a human, centipetar, just a regular.
No, not a human centipede, but you know, like it has a flexible mid, like to get around those corners.
No, I understand what you mean. You. But listen, why not just in your will have the house then have to be reconstructed to accommodate a centaur body? So then there's like huge scoops out of the wall around every corner where your centaur rear end will be able to, you know, make that corner.
Your kids are like, my mom said I can only play over at your house if your dad's here. And they're like, oh, my dad's here. And then the centaur comes around the corner.
Hello, children. I am going skiing. And Liz is like, no, you're not, centaur. You chose this. And you're like, aw.
Oh, what a dystopian future.
Yeah, be on the lookout for Sophia the robot coming in 2021. Now, Sophia the robot does not fly.
Danny the centaur.
Danny the centaur coming 2022 or beyond.
All right. Rob, did you say it doesn't cost a lot? What did you just say?
No, I was going to say that she cannot fly yet.
Oh, well, that's a real downside.
She cannot fly yet. But that there has been a jetpack guy spotted around Los Angeles, where we've talked about this story around LAX. Jetpack man has been like flying past airplanes. The FAA is up in arms over jetpack man. But now some new theories have emerged on the mystery of jetpack man. And there's some thought that perhaps that jetpack man is actually a drone.
Yes, very some solid evidence. The one thing that confounded everyone about the jetpack guy is that according to what we currently have in jetpack technology, there was no way a person could get up to that altitude and back down safely with what we currently have in jetpack. So that was kind of confounding. And then a guy posted on YouTube, maybe even a while ago, of his drone that was basically a mannequin with propellers on the back. Mm-hmm. And so now they're thinking that could be what the jetpack man was. And that's just not exciting to me.
Yes. A mannequin with a jetpack?
Well, no. Like it's a mannequin with a drone. It's like basically a drone.
Oh, versus a drone.
Rocket Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not very cool.
But why? To what end?
to this news story.
Yeah.
It's like Goatman in Utah. Remember Goatman?
Dressed up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he would try and get as close as he could to the mountain goats.
Goatman.
Tell us more about Goatman, Tyson.
Goatman. Wouldn't he dress up in a mountain goat costume
and as go a resident on
the
goat
hillside with the herd of goats, and then they were trying to catch him for harassing wildlife, and they never could find out who he was.
Some people just do stuff.
Yeah, some people just do stuff.
Is this a local story for you?
Yeah, it could even have been Tyson. Were you still living here at the time? Because you
maybe
left.
Maybe barely, but I also think that we covered it on the podcast.
I think we did too. I remember the story. I remember Goatman. You do too many podcasts to remember everything, Rob.
Yeah.
I remember Goatman. It was...
What was he doing? To what end?
Nobody knew, but they could tell that there was a man in a goat costume up in a herd of goat, of wild mountain goats. And people had pictures of Goatman, and the costume would not fool a human, but it apparently fooled the goats.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You got goat.
You got goated, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then... So we solved one mystery, and then do you remember Balloon Boy?
I'll never forget. It was like one of the moments of my childhood.
Yeah.
Is that when he sat on the chair and hooked up some weather balloons and flew?
No, not quite.
No. So allegedly that there was a family that had like some sort of like a like fake UFO or like hot air balloon that was like a look like a UFO. And then it was like breaking news, like in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
There's a kid in this thing. So the kid was stuck in the like UFO. It was like wall to wall news. It was like it was in 2009 when it wasn't just like all the news was just 24/7 news. And people were glued to the TV for like 2 hours. But then it turned out that the kid wasn't even in the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't have...
I remember this, Tyson. Big silver balloon.
They didn't have footage of him in the balloon. I was probably playing Survivor 2009.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. I don't know what day it was. I don't know. Let's see. They pled guilty in 2009. And I don't know the exact date of the incident.
So they were just claiming that this kid was up there? Or were they... Or did they have like a picture of the kid on it?
They
called the police and they were like, oh my God, our six-year-old kid is in the balloon. He was hiding in the attic the whole time. And I think the family... Did they make him hide up there?
Yeah, it was all staged.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So the parents had pled...
Ahead of their time, really.
The parents had pled guilty to a few crimes around the incident, but on Wednesday, the Colorado governor pardoned the parents in the Balloon Boy incident.
Why?
That the governor said, in the case of the Heens, Balloon Boy's parents, we are ready to move past the spectacle from a decade ago that wasted the precious time and resources of law enforcement officials and the general public.
Now,
then why not?
Imagine if you had a herd of jetpack guys who could go after that balloon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would just be so nice. Back then, they just didn't have the resources. You could either shoot it down with a missile or just let it come down on its own. Those were your only options.
But with
jetpack guy, now you've got options.
Jetpack drone guy could have gone up there and saved the kid.
Yeah, it could have looked in. Yeah. I think there was like a little basket underneath. I remember there being some kind of compartment he could possibly be in. Jetpack drone guy. Fly him up there, look in, find out they're lying. It's all just an Instagram influencer ploy.
Yeah. The family's lawyer issued a statement and said, the balloonacy has ended.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I hope I never have to accept some criminal charges. It's just like you've made some bad choices when you're accepting a couple, even if they're small charges. You're like, how did I get here?
I got busted for fishing without a license once. Mm-hmm.
And you fought it all the way to the Supreme Court?
No, Class B misdemeanor. My license, which I had never used the entire time that I got it, expired like 2 days before. And my friend, I'd never caught in a fish with it or anything. And the DNR guy was a big Survivor fan. So he chatted me up forever and ever about Survivor and then gave me a ticket.
Can I get your signature?
So I called his superiors and was like, this guy wasted like an hour and a half of my time and was on the clock the whole time and then ended up giving me a ticket. I don't mind chatting or getting a ticket, but I'm not going to do both.
Yeah,
so I'll be your friend if you're not going to give me a ticket. But if you're going to give me a ticket, I'm not going to be your friend. And then I bumped into him later and he got really pissed at me. He was like, if you're going to call my superiors, at least call the right ones. I was like, it sounds like it got to where it needed to go because you're hearing about it. And he's like, well, right now, then I'm just going to give you another ticket. And then we called his boss on the spot. And his boss was like, nope, you can't give him a ticket for that. And wow, he was like, thwarted. So,
wow. Yeah, nice. It was great. Stuck it to the man.
Yeah. By the way, going back to Balloon Boy,
yes,
not to walk all over your story, Tyson, but if we're pardoning people for balloon stunts, isn't that sending the wrong message? Like, isn't that promoting or at least encouraging more waste of resources in the future when someone trying to get the YouTube channel started and or Instagram account? And I don't know. It just I think they shouldn't have pardoned them.
Yeah,
they should have stuck because they did waste a lot of resources.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that should have been pardoned. If you wanted to put the story behind you, then why bring it up again? 12 years later, just leave it stick. Or send them a bill for all of the wasted resources.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you pardoned this guy. I think you should have, they must be friends with the governor or something to bring it up again.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that we should take a bigger look at the pardoning. It feels like very few places where it's actually like being used for anything positive. Like, it feels like that maybe there should be a more thorough process for these.
I'm not going to lie. One of the only reasons I would run for office is to pardon people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why. So fun. Yeah. That's why.
Do you know a lot of criminals, Danny?
No, I don't. But it's like,
you know, any criminals?
It's like the feature of a king. You know what I mean? It's like you're a president and you're kind of chained up by all these other. But you're like, this is the one moment I can be a king and I can be like, you are forgiven. Mm-hmm. You know, like. A sword down on their shoulder, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that one moment where you have absolute power. I don't know any criminals.
Wait, Danny, let's go through high school. You don't know what's in from your high school. What that you know of is the worst crime that has been committed by someone who went to your high school.
I honestly don't know. I think you have touch with anyone.
We have a couple murderers from Orem High.
And you would pardon them?
No, I didn't say. Tyson's saying he knows murderers. I wouldn't pardon murderers.
I don't know the murderers, but I know that people that went to my high school did get convicted for murder.
Rob, I don't know who I would pardon once I got into power. I'm sure I could find some people. I'm saying that sense of power, like, oh, dude, this is the thing I can do. This it really would feel king-like.
Me and Tyson know a bunch of criminals that have been on Survivor. We wouldn't pardon any of them.
Yeah, none of them.
Well, rightfully so. But I'm saying
double their sentences.
Yeah, you probably start getting petitions. You'd look through them and you'd be like, yes, I would like to exercise my godly like powers to pardon these individuals. Mm-hmm. Just saying, I see people using the power and I get it. They probably make a ton of money from it, but also it probably feels great to pardon people.
Mm. Yeah. Does it feel great? Would you pardon the Tiger King? Because he was hoping and didn't get.
He had a hairstylist in a limo just outside. That's what I read. I saw that article. I didn't check to see if it was true, but it said Tiger King has hairstylist in limo ready. Should he be pardoned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seemed like, I don't know if those are the most important things once getting out, but whatever.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's talk about this story. I love this story. This is a fantastic story about a passionate lady who was incensed when she found out that her husband had taken a photo with another woman. This is a woman who is from Mexico, Sonora, Mexico. She found a photo of her husband with a younger woman. So she stabbed him. That sad story.
Every time Liz picks she up found, a knife,
yes,
I get worried.
So
you think she's going to stab you?
I just don't like knives.
Yes.
So
she found several photos on his phone of him with this younger woman, youthful, slim, drove her mad.
Yeah, definitely suspicious.
Very, very sus. Certainly.
That's not because initially when you read the story, I was like, well, maybe they know each other somehow or other. And it was like on social media or something. And they bumped into each other and got a picture or something. But now that you, it's like on his camera and there's a bunch of pictures of him with this girl. That's yeah. Okay. That's maybe a stabbable offense. I don't know.
Wait, there's a twist though.
There's a twist. Yes. It turns out that the photos are actually of the stabber from when she and her husband first started dating.
Wow.
Apparently,
she was jealous.
They were.
She hadn't changed that much, and she'd changed so much that she did not recognize herself.
Did not recognize herself in the photos.
In the photos, she probably uses as her Tinder profile secretly. So.
You know what? Tyson really caught this one. I think that she didn't stab him because she thought he was cheating. She stabbed him out of a rage that managed to stay looking good.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just not fair. I'm going to stab you. I'm going to level the playing field here. Now we both look bad.
Yeah. Apparently that there were like actual photographs and he like either took pictures of the photographs or like had them digitized. Like he scanned photographs and then she went in his phone and found new pictures of him with some young lady. And she just went mad with rage.
Probably.
Yeah. What if the real story here is that he photoshopped her head onto some young lady's body? I mean, that I don't know, because, you know,
so you think there's more levels to this even, Danny?
This could go way deep. But what I'm saying is like that would actually be a good idea. Like, oh, my wife might look at these pictures. I don't want to hide them. I like looking at them every day when I wake up. So I'll put her head on this woman's body. Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean.
You don't like that idea?
It's not impossible.
It's an option.
I guess we're going to need a team of investigators to really dig into this one.
Yes. Just be careful if you're digitizing photos.
Yeah.
Gotta get the consent.
Warn everybody. I mean, luckily, I don't have to worry about this because my wife looks exactly the same as when we first started dating. But
that's sweet of you to say. She's going to hear this. And now
she's a big News AF listener.
Guys, you want to know what woman
ever listened to an episode of News AF?
I do not believe so.
I don't think Rachel has either.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to know what kind of woman will never age?
Sophia the robot?
That's right.
Danny.
Yes.
Has Liz ever heard an episode of News AF?
Yeah, she listens quite often. Mm-hmm. She said something the other day that I had made a comment about her, and she then commented on that. And I was like, uh-oh.
So now all your words are measured.
Wow. Darn straight.
Yeah.
What do you think the relationship is like for this couple now post stabbing? Do you think they can work
tell
it out?
You.
Yeah.
Up until this moment, he adored her, loved her more than anything. He's got pictures of her on his phone. Yep. I mean, he just loved everything about her, old her, new her.
Was he living in the past? How do you know he loved, he might be in love with old her, maybe not new her.
Yeah, I guess that could be true. But I'm just saying, I think that the one of these people loved the other more. Mm-hmm. Gosh, getting stabbed. Like I said, that's like a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I wonder where she stabbed him. Hopefully a meaty part of the body. Yeah. I feel like if you could take a stabbing in the thigh or butt more than anywhere else.
Yeah. If you were to be stabbed, Tyson, would you rather be wrongfully stabbed or rightfully stabbed?
Wrongfully stabbed. Yeah, for
I feel
sure.
Like that would be like a real like you idiot.
I mean, there's probably some
picture of
there's
you.
Probably there's probably you, some argument. Yeah. everything I did up to now was for you, Stab, a martyr and a hero.
We should keep that optometrist appointment for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Danny, thoughts on that?
Oh, hey guys. Well, I'd like to think that if I was going to be stabbed, I'd want it be by Liz.
Mm-hmm. And would it be wrong? Would
the you upper body strength? Wrongful, yeah, because then you hold that over their head the rest of their life.
Forever.
Like, I would do the dishes, but my stab wound is hurt because thermometric pressure.
The only thing that doesn't make my stab wound flare up is pickleball. I'll see you later.
Skiing is therapy for me. It makes my stab wound feel better. Plus, she's not going to get it very deep. She could probably kill me, but I'd like to think that she's got a weak stabbing motion. Having not
so practiced. You could probably block, maybe.
Oh my gosh, dude! Defensive wounds all over the place. Still, the whole thing just makes me cringe. Hopefully, she only stabbed him once. She wasn't going to kill him, and she was going for like the thigh, which has a giant artery. So hopefully, outer thigh.
Yeah,
there is no good stabbing. Mm-hmm. But
what about along the ribs and not get into the ribs?
No, bonk, that's bonk just terrifying, dude. No, it's got all important stuff. That's why your ribs are there, because behind the ribs, a lot of important stuff. Important.
What about in the shoulder blade?
Yeah, that's where people get shot in the movies, like shoulder blade. Yeah. But then you're like, dude, your pickleball arm is gone.
Yeah, dude, it has to be my right arm. Generally, you hurt your weaker arm more often than you hurt your strong arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But you're defending. Your defensive move is probably to put your strong arm up front. There's just, like I said, there's no good stabbing. There's no such thing.
What about if you're like Danny?
That's probably why they don't do it.
Meaty quads. Like parties.
If you had meaty quads, I mean, I definitely think you could cut a slab off of there and be fine. Gosh.
I'm poking it right now with my finger and imagining a blade. I would cry. The grown man would be crying with a meaty thigh stab wound.
Yeah, and then you'd have to take in your quadrosaurus pants on one leg only.
On one leg, yep.
As it atrophied.
Yep.
Sad.
Danny, what if you got stabbed with the glaive, though?
You know, the glaive, I don't know. It doesn't stab necessarily. It more like spins in multiple cuts. It's like it's going full on amputation.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about this woman from Mexico, but domestically in the United States, there was a study that just got conducted, which was by Wallet Hub. I don't know what Wallet Hub does. They did their list of most sinful states. Okay. Are you interested to know what is the most sinful states of that looking to find who's the most jealous?
What? New York? I mean, the most sinful?
Yes.
New York.
New York is the most jealous state.
California.
New York was not in the top. Was not in the top 10.
I'm looking.
I'm just thinking
now.
You're looking through the Bible Belt and saying the Bible Belt is judging these states the most.
That's kind of where I thought too, Tyson, but that theory doesn't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it.
Yes. So
Alabama, Utah.
We have all 50.
Are you going to go through all of them, Tyson? Let's just have Brad tell you.
Yeah. Okay. The number one most jealous state is Nevada.
Jealous?
Yeah, jealousy index score is 100. I don't know.
In what capacity? As a state or per person? Like
survey people.
A survey of people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what the least jealous state is?
Arizona.
North Dakota.
North Dakota, because they...
This study's a little bit more intense. I'm not going to say what it does cover things like stalkers. And so when they talk about jealousy, they're not talking like coveting thy neighbor's Bentley. They're talking about what your woman does, like the stabbing earlier.
Delusional jealousy.
Yeah. Relationship jealousy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I always assumed.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
So, Tyson, be careful. You're right. You're right over there.
I'm right next to Nevada.
And then New Mexico is too.
Oh, I'm sandwiched.
The best part about this article is the picture.
Yes.
You scroll down there. It's got the picture of the woman peering through the glass while I'm guessing her boyfriend, could be her girlfriend, is sharing a glass of wine with another person.
Yeah.
Oh, that could
be. Tyson, Arizona is 16th on the list.
Oh, that's not bad. What about California?
California was 3. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. And what about Utah?
Let's see. Where is? I don't think Utah was too high on the list.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, this gets into some rough stuff involving stalking, and then also the average private investigator salaries. I'm not sure why we need to know that.
I was stalked as a teenager.
You were?
By some girls. They would park down the street while I would, this is going to sound so cheesy. It's like an 80s movie. I would practice down on this lit street on my BMX bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how old are you?
And this girl later, years later, told me that her and her friend would park down the street in the car and watch me. And I thought, one, I wasn't very good. Two, how much like wedgie picking and booger picking did you witness? Like stalking people, 17.
And were you BMXing with your shirt off ever?
Probably. I mean, probably like a sleeveless t-shirt or something.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wow.
But what I'm saying,
flex by Danny on the
what
show.
I'm getting at here, by the way, I was not good at freestyle BMXing. But what I'm getting at here is that when you stalk, you must really, really like the person because you're going to see all sorts of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, doing like I said, picking their nose, cursing, talking to themselves, mm-hmm. picking out wedgies, scratching.
Do you get wedgies often? I don't remember.
I don't know. You know, I'm just saying like these are the things a stalker will see. And if anything, it really does prove that they love not just the outer things, but it's not a superficial love. This is a very deep love. But I know that
Susanna in the chat wants to know, were the girls your age?
They were a year younger.
A year younger. Nice.
Yeah.
And I had another question, but you keep going because it had to do with whatever you were saying.
Well, anyway, it goes out that obviously nobody wants a stalker. And even then, even with those two girls, I liked one of them. I wish they would have come up and said something rather than just spying on me.
How did it make you feel?
But yeah, that's where I was going to get to. I didn't like it, even though it was somewhat flattering mm-hmm. to know that someone would like me that much. At the same time, it really bothered me that they had.
If it had been in the moment, like let's say that they'd watched you for a while and then she was like, we've been watching you BMX because I have a crush on you. Then it would have been okay.
Mm-hmm. That would have been okay.
Like years down the road, you're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a stalker success story that's out there where that like there's no couple that you meet them and it's like, oh, how did you two get together? Well, I stalked her for 2 years and then finally she
I told her I was stalking her.
But it is the subject of lots of movies, right? Yeah. It's kind of like a lot of romantic stories.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, that was, you're right. Tyson is right. Those are old school movies. They'd probably come with some kind of warning now. Mm, but
yeah,
but I totally get it.
Between persistence and stalking.
Yes, yes. The very well put. And I will say, I didn't like it, even though they were both, I liked the girls. And like I said, I had a crush on one. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. It was like, dude. No, thank you.
Invasion of your privacy. Yeah,
it was. Even though I was on a public street, it was like, just come up and talk to me. Yeah. You know, I'd prefer that.
Okay.
Do you think you could get footage? Were they filming you at all?
Now, this is the late 90s, Tyson.
I know, but if
it would have been giant. Yeah, their dads was like full size VHS
recordings.
Yeah, it's like you don't even have enough power. The battery is the size of like 10 iPhones now and only lasted like 15 minutes. So,
okay.
No.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The world famous Danny Bryson bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
Oh, guys, this is such a News AF story. I'm surprised it didn't show up. And it could have been on the Facebook feed.
It makes me feel like I missed something.
Well, I know. I'm surprised that it did. I fully on expected. I full on expected it. A bill has been introduced in Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
to start a Bigfoot hunting season.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Now, we had that guy who was a Bigfoot. What was he? A Bigfoot. He was somewhere in that area.
Jose Canseco?
No. Jose Canseco was one. There's a lot of people who have this driving desire to just know all things Bigfoot. But there was a guy who was making like Bigfoot adult films. Do you remember?
No, he was writing a book.
Oh, yeah.
He was like running for office and then he had like some sort of like erotic Bigfoot fan.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, there's just this whole world of Bigfoot and every now and then we dip our toe into it, but they're considering or so, one lawmakers considering starting a Bigfoot hunting season. And I just don't think that's a great idea.
No.
I see it fraught with all sorts of dangers. Yeah, it's like low light situations. The best hunting, you know,
going out in ghillie suits. Everybody's out in ghillie suits hunting for Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's just so many people are going to die if this actually becomes a law. Mm-hmm. Plus, I would never have thought that Oklahoma, like I get a Bigfoot hunting season in like Oregon and Washington. You know, even here locally, there's been several sightings, but I've never heard that Oklahoma was a Bigfoot hotspot.
Where is the Bigfoot hotspots?
I just named them.
Northwest.
Yeah,
the Pacific Northwest. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so those tend to be the places. And even my local mountains here have had several sightings, sightings, air quotes. So it makes more sense to have a hunting season out in those places. But Oklahoma, right? I mean, I've never heard of a Bigfoot Oklahoma. I mean, Jose Canseco probably didn't spend any time in Oklahoma when he's searching for the Squatch. So, but if you're interested, if you're like, dude, I've always wanted to shoot the Sasquatch, like it just, my blood boils at the thought of him walking this earth living, then maybe that's a good place to get a start. Go get a powerful gun, yeah. Go roam the woods of Oklahoma.
You would think that you wouldn't even need to have a Bigfoot hunting season. You would think that the Bigfoot community would be ravaged by COVID, no?
Why? Why would they be ravaged?
That you see them wearing masks, Danny?
Oh,
I think no. That they're probably that very close to us from a genetic perspective.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Bigfoots themselves. When you said community, I thought like Bigfoot fan community.
No.
Yeah. But look, they've been around. I'm going to just assume the Bigfoot has been around for thousands of years. He's had so many bat bites and like bat urine injected into his eye. He's got immunity.
Oh,
just he can take it all. That's why he's able to wander around.
We need to study Bigfoot, not kill it.
We need his blood. We need to get it any way we can.
Tyson, would you accept a COVID treatment that was from the blood of Bigfoot?
Yes.
What if it meant that you might have increased body hair?
I would welcome that. Yes.
All those manscaping ads suddenly come in handy.
Right. Right.
It's so human to want to just destroy the Squatch, like not learn from him. Like maybe we could get some kind of oral history of like everything he's seen. It's like, dude, no, we need a hunting season.
Wait, does he talk, Bigfoot?
Well, who knows? He must communicate. He's been around for a long time. He seems to be pretty smart. He's able to avoid all HD cameras. So he's able to recognize them at a distance. But it's just like, why do we got to kill him? Why can't we trap him? Has he been tearing limbs off of people at random? I mean, what has he been doing that deserves that he be hunted is what I'm wondering. I'd like to talk to this state lawmaker in Oklahoma. Just curious. Yeah, like, what has he done?
Does Bigfoot eat people?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he does. Is there any record or story of the Bigfoot just feasting on people?
What does Bigfoot eat? Let me Google this real quick.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want that in your search.
Let's see. Well, what's going to happen? What am I going to get? It was spam.
You're going to get Bigfoot ads? Yeah, you're going to get all sorts of Squatch ads.
Some people say he's vegan. He and she.
I would think. I could see him eating like squirrels.
Let's see. Bigfoot eats mushrooms, apparently.
Yeah, I bet I think Bigfoot is probably a vegetarian.
Well, no. So they asked some experts.
Some apes are omnivorous, yes, but some are also. So
one person says he's an omnivore.
Yeah. Definitely not just a meat eater, but he could be a vegetarian or an omnivore. But,
So that somebody has this is on the website themeateater.com, and they have a picture, I don't know why, of preserved Bigfoot droppings, which was measured about 36 inches long. Could you imagine, Tyson?
Oh, my God, dude. That would be one where I'd bring the whole family in and be like, everybody.
Children, Rachel, bring your phone.
I didn't want to block it with toilet paper. So it's a sacrifice everywhere. Come look at what I did. All my friends would be getting pictures of it sent to them. It would be awesome. I'd be buying an iPhone just so that I could send a high-res
text. You get a plasma cast.
guys. Yeah, panoramic, probably 360 degree photo, so you could see where I was at the time of my 36.
So based on this, you would think that maybe Bigfoot has a high fiber diet.
I mean, or he only poops once every 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yes. If anybody would like to see the preserved Bigfoot dropping, you can visit the Bigfoot Museum in Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
This was found in 2016 between two large footprints of Bigfoot. So I didn't even know Georgia is a hot spot for Bigfoot.
Everywhere is, dude.
Georgia, it was on their list in this article. It says North Carolina, Georgia, Washington, and Oregon.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They call it the skunk ape, probably, in some of those skunk places. Ape. Yeah.
Is that real, Tyson? Is that a real thing?
That's a real term for it. We got Sasquatch, we got Bigfoot, we got skunk ape, we got Yeti. That's all the ones I know.
Well, maybe that should be the site of our next live News AF show when we're able to all get back together again. The Expedition Bigfoot official museum, the Sasquatch Museum. Wouldn't that be a great place for a live show?
It'd be awesome, dude. We should do that for real. Yep.
Your mountain adventure starts here at North Georgia's newest family attraction where entertainment meets education. See the country's largest permanent display of genuine Bigfoot artifacts, life-size exhibits, photo sketches, large up-to-date sightings, and of course, you could see the 36-inch Bigfoot dropping that's preserved.
Exciting, dude.
Yeah.
That's real exciting. Can I poke it?
Georgia for that?
No, you can't let us touch it. Okay.
Do they have an outdoor amphitheater for us
It's open daily. I'm not sure if it's closed right now. Adults, $8 for an adult, $6 for children, and children under 5 are free.
I like how they have education in the title, too. I mean, culturally, I guess it is an education, but scientifically, it's not an education.
Really. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Put the brakes on that statement, dude. I'm sure science is all over this Bigfoot research.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Danny, if mediocre amateur wants to go, pictures and short video clips are allowed inside the museum, but we do ask that there are no full video tours be taken and shared online.
Why? What are they hiding?
I don't know. I guess people will come if they could just watch it on YouTube. And there is a gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank goodness.
Check it out. You can follow on Facebook or Instagram.
Did they dissect the 36-inch poop? Because that would
give
some more insight into the diet of the Bigfoot.
Hmm.
Take some core samples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pull it apart with some gloves. Look in there. See if it's any hair or if it's all berries and grasses.
Now, I would think that they would be firmly against Bigfoot hunting, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's a different state. We're talking about Oklahoma wants to open up the hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure that sometimes the Squatch, you know, he goes through different states to get back to Oregon, you know.
Yeah,
because maybe those are his summer or winter mating grounds.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good stuff. Let's see.
You know, imagine catching Bigfoot in the act and being
What?
In the act of a coitus.
Hey, you just
I bet it's loud.
During mating season. Danny, that's maybe what we heard in the Tetons when we were so scared of that noise in the trees that we'd never discovered.
No, we did. I discovered it later.
Yeah, you said it was a moose.
It was a moose for sure. It was a weird sound, though. I mean, if you want to believe it was Sasquatch mating, Tyson, go ahead.
Who's to say it wasn't? We didn't see it.
You never saw the moose.
Yeah.
So it was a moose wanting to mate. So very similar, I'm sure, to the Squatch mating call.
Mm.
All right. Great job once again here today going through all of the news. Danny, what's next for you?
Oh, man, I'm doing product reviews. I'm doing.
You are?
Yeah, I do product reviews on a little side channel.
Paid for it?
Like pennies. Then I'm actually starting another channel for flying.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just mediocre amateur. So editing video endlessly.
Yeah. Faith had a Bigfoot sighting. Faith said that I saw him in the Hamptons.
Wow.
That seems a little rich.
Yeah.
My idea of the Hamptons, just celebrities and giant houses. So
the thing is there's probably lots of space, and also with everything going on in 2020, less peopled probably. And you know how the wildlife's kind of been getting out everywhere.
Yes, that's true.
Hibernating.
And everywhere is the Sasquatch territory. Do you think he's like worried about, oh, there's a neighborhood here, I used to love this place? No, he still goes there.
Yeah, he still goes there because he knows that a camera cannot get a clear picture of him.
No HD camera. He has some kind of like, I don't know, just uncanny sense. Like when something's 1080p, he's like, ah.
Yeah.
I feel it. It irritates my skin.
Go into blur mode. Yeah. That's cool. I pulled up an iTunes review for some old time sakes because somebody in the comments said we don't do that anymore.
What did the iTunes review say?
It's from Wheezy Fog. It's all the way from back in August. And it says, I'm lost with you, but I would be more lost without you.
Oh,
I like that. That's
You're
going to get beautiful. That tattooed.
Yeah, that's really nice. Nice to say, Wheezy Fog. And what do I have coming up? Pickleball, obviously. I've got some new sponsors coming in, and that will be really exciting because we have lots of things planned for 2021. And
you know what's crazy, Tyson? You tried so hard at cycling, probably took 10 years off your life, and then you just stumbled into pickleball. Like, what a weird way the world works, right?
I still got paid more to ride my bike currently.
Yeah. Which one do you enjoy more? Probably pickleball, right?
Pickleball is so much more fun on a daily. Cycling was fun when you were feeling really good. But if you weren't, then it was a grind. What if pickleball is almost always fun? Like, I'll have my off day once in a while, but not that often. Like, maybe like once a month, I'm just like, ah, that session kind of sucked. I was terrible.
What if old Tyson, like you, got transported back in time and told young Tyson, don't even bother with the bike, dude. There's going to be this thing called pickleball.
But was pickleball as advanced at the time that you were biking?
No, it wasn't. But the thing that honestly, if I was going to go
for 15 years,
but if I was going to go back in time, I would go back in time and be like, if you want to move to Europe, start playing soccer, or you should play tennis or golf.
Yeah. Tennis. That's good. That's a good one. Get like prep for pickleball. Know that it's coming. I wonder if old you in the past would get stabbed like by new young you. Right? Just be terrifying, the experience.
Old you get stabbed by young you.
Because
I was like, I'll never turn into you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
don't stab young you.
No, you couldn't, but you could stab old you. I'm not saying killing. I just think it would be so unsettling. And we talked about stabbing earlier. If old you showed up to tell you something, you'd probably stab old you.
I don't want to hear it.
You can't be me. My beard grows better than that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a sad story.
I just wonder, you know, if you could even get through to younger you, Danny, if you could build a time machine.
I know you're an aspiring science fiction author. Maybe that would be an interesting story where a guy goes into the future to go kill himself.
I'm sure that one's been written.
Goes into the future to kill the old version of themselves?
Sure. I don't know why he would do that. Why is he killing old him?
That's your job, the writer, to figure it out. Yeah,
that is. People in the comments are talking about paddle tennis and pickleball, and they are different sports.
They need to converge into one super sport.
Well, I've only seen paddle tennis on
Looper.
Video. I've never seen a place to play it, but I might try it.
How about Rob? Rob, what are you doing?
Rob, what are you doing? Did you get Boston Rob's new cookbook?
I saw Boston Rob's new cookbook. Maybe I need to get it by the Super Bowl to have some recipes for my Super Bowl party.
I ordered one. And
did you give you a free one?
No, I ordered it.
Yeah.
He probably would have, but why not just order it?
Yeah.
Support it. They're sold out now, but we're going to work our way through it all.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm not a big cookbook guy, though.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun to go through it and see. It looks like he has some good
conversation piece. Yeah,
it looks like he has some good recipes in there, mixed with some Survivor Island like crispy rice and cooked coconut and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just saw some of the pictures. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
yeah, okay. Check that out. And then also, yeah, I've got a lot of podcasts coming your way. You're going to talk about the 37th best season of Survivor. We're going to talk about our friend Kim Spradlin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Check that out. Wednesday night.
Have any of my seasons come up yet?
No, not to, I mean, we talked, what is it, a week or two ago.
Last time you said you were going to be up there in the top, like.
Top half. Maybe all top half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all my seasons will be top half.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe all of my seasons will be top 10, maybe.
Wow. I don't know. That's a tall order.
Which one do you think won't be there?
Yeah. I don't know.
And Fiends. Heroes and Villains definitely will be there, mm-hmm. right? We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Token Sheens, I'm not sure if it's in the top 10. A lot of good seasons,
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. So we got that coming up. I've watched all of Kid Nation. Danny, have you ever heard of that show?
What is Kid Nation?
Kid Nation is a 2007 CBS series where they took 40 children aged 8 to 15 and made them live in the Old West.
I'm looking it up right now. 2007
child
reality.
Child endangerment. They did not care.
7.1 out of 10 IMDb.
Mm-hmm. It's wild.
68% Google like it. Yep. 40 kids.
40 kids.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. How do you handle 40 kids?
What's to handle them? They just filmed, let them be 40 kids.
Come on.
Is it fun?
It's wild. Doing a full rewatch.
Clean their own outhouses, run businesses.
Yep.
Four peer leaders are elected. Ranching. Pass laws.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you just say I like ranching?
No,
I don't like cows. I like the land idea of ranching, mm-hmm. but cows. No, thank you.
Yeah,
but they're in ghost town.
Do I need to watch Kid Nation?
You don't need to. You might be interested in it.
Is it good?
Does look interesting.
It's wild. Yeah.
How old is it?
It is from 2007. Yeah. There's no way they could make it now.
Really?
That was like that last.
Yeah.
They got that one.
That was the last time when they would be able to put kids on a reality show.
Kids are out there. It's freezing. They're like making them do all this hard work. They have to cook for themselves. Like, kids are getting burned. They have no water.
Have any of the kids gone on to do anything else in entertainment?
No, I don't believe so. Huh. But they're grown-ups now. They're all like in their like 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff going on. robiswebsite.com. Thank you so much. We'll be back in first week of February.
I can't wait.
Exciting. Yeah.
February is a great month.
A good month. Big month. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.